This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Last week, U.S. oil and gas producer Occidental Petroleum said it would pay more than $1 billion for a company that works on capturing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This technology is called direct air capture, and it is seen as a promising solution for fighting climate change by both U.S. government and industry. For more on this, we've got Vijay Vaithiswaran, Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine. Hi, Vijay.
Hi there. Nice to be with you again.
Same. So just to start, can you briefly explain how this technology works? So it's like a vacuum cleaner, basically, that just sucks carbon out of the air?
You know, that's actually as good a description as anyone's come up for it. In effect, the carbon dioxide that's in the air is very dispersed. It's hard to capture, but we have come up with a few technologies that can suck it out of the air using chemicals, and then you can store it in the ground permanently, which would be the ideal solution, or maybe you can use it to make fizzy drinks or other industrial purposes.
So the firm that Occidental is acquiring is called Carbon Engineering, and apparently you actually visited one of their pilot projects some time back. What did that look like?
Yeah, Carbon Engineering is a really interesting company. It's backed by Bill Gates and has been for a while. I've been tracking this for over 15 years. And I went up to a place outside of Vancouver where they have a pilot plant that they've been working on for a number of years. Based on that, they were able to get a $1 billion project approval in which Occidental, the big American oil company in which Warren Buffett has an investment, has decided to support them scaling this up in Texas. That's the launch of a project that I attended in a place called No Trees, Texas, in the Permian Basin, where America's oil patch is.
Can you give us a sense of the scale of investment, both by the federal government and the private sector, into this particular technology?
Yeah. First, just to give a sense of perspective here, this is one tool in the toolkit. Nobody suggests that direct air capture will solve our climate change problem, and it's ridiculous to think that. On the other hand, the UN scientific experts at the Intergovernmental Panel, IPCC, they argue that we need negative emissions technologies by 2050 if we're going to deal with this century's climate problems. A couple of streams of revenue have come into this. One of them, of course, is startup capital, but we have big money coming in from the oil industry. But the U.S. government has just given a massive grant, $1.2 billion for specifically this topic. So real money going into pilot phase projects that are ready to scale up to commercial level.
This technology has gotten some criticism. Environmentalists who criticize Occidental and other oil companies for investing in this, basically saying it's just an excuse for them to keep on pumping oil. Are those fair?
It's only right to be skeptical when an oil company says, hey, we're going to do this nice thing and so we can keep pumping oil, by all means. However, the problem we have with climate change is so enormous that just having lots more windmills and Teslas might make us feel good, but it isn't enough to solve the problem. And so I think there's proper scientific ground to say, whoever wants to invest in this, let's welcome the investment.
Vijay Vaithiswaran is Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine. Vijay, thank you so much.
It's been a great pleasure.